Vayikra Melech Mitzrayim and the king of Mitzrayim called Lami Yaldos to the midwives. Vayomer lahen, and he said to them, Madu asisen es hadavar hazeh? Why did you do this? Batechayena es hayelodim, and you kept alive the boys. Batemarna Lami Yaldos el Paroi, but the Yaldos told Paroi, Kiloi kanoshim ha Mitzriyos ha Ivriyos, because the Jewish women are not like the Egyptians. Kichoyos heino, because they can give birth on their own. Kichoyos heino. Rashi means down two pshatim. Either choyos means, it's an Aramaic word that means miyaledes, it means a midwife. They themselves, each one of them, are like midwives, and they don't need us. So before we come, they had already given birth. Or kichoyos heino, they are like chayos, who can give birth on their own. B'teru tavay aleim hamiyaledes, before the miyaledes will come, v'yaladu, they had already given birth. V'yetev elikim la miyaldois, and Hashem did good to the miyaldois, v'yirav ha'om v'yatzmu ma'oid, and the nation multiplied and became very strong. V'yihi ki yoro hamiyaldois es olikim, and it was when the miyaldois feared Hashem, v'yas lahem batim. Here the pasuk says, what good did they get? Vayas lahem batim, he made for them batim, houses. What does that mean? Rashi explains that it means bate kahuna levia umalchus. From Yocheved came Moshe and Aharon, which were kahuna and levia, and out of Miriam came malchus. And that was their schar for what they did. Now if you look at the pasuk, it seems like there's a interruption between what, when it says Vayetev Elikim Lamialdois, and what they actually got. The pasuk should have said Vayetev Elikim Lamialdois Vayas Lahem Batim. Why does it put in between Vayirav Ha'om Vayatzmu Ma'od? And Rav Moshe and Dorish Moshe says that was also what Hashem did for the Mialdois. The greatest thing that Hashem could have done for the Mialdois was that what they did helped, and the fact that they did not kill the Jewish children, that they multiplied. Therefore, that's what he's saying. Vayetev elikim l'miyaldeis, Hashem did good to the miyaldeis. What was the good? Vayiravam vayasm ma'oid. The greatest pleasure they could have is that the multiplied. And also vayas lahem batim. He also gave them batikhuna levia umalchus. So the second plan did not either work. So Pari went to plan C. He decided that every Jewish boy should be thrown into the Nile River. The pasuk does not explicitly say this plan. The pasuk only says that after throwing the Jewish boys into the river for a while, one day the astrologers came to Paro and said, we see in the stars that Hayoyim Noilad Mashiach and Shal Yisrael. Today, the Savior of Klal Yisrael is being born, and we are not sure if he is a Mitzri or an Ivri. And therefore, on that day, Paro was gozer on the whole nation, that every person, every boy that was born on that day should be thrown into the Nile. Vaitzach Paro l'chol amoy, and Paro commanded his whole nation, Lamor, saying, Kol ha-ben ha-yiloid, every son that will be born today, even a Mitzri, ha-ya'orit ha-shlichu, should be thrown into the Nile, v'chol abas t'chayun, and every daughter should be kept alive. And now let us go back on the Rashi's inside. Ve'ela shmois b'nei Yisrael. Rashi l'chor is bothered by the Vav. What is the Vav? Vav always is a connection to before. The connection is to Parshas Vayigash, where all the 70 were already listed. So Rashi, why does it repeat it again? Afal pi shemonon b'chayehen b'shmoisam, even though he counted them when they were alive, with all their names, all 70 in Parshas Vayigash, chazar umonon, he goes back and counts them b'misasan, when they are dying, after their death. Over here in this parasha, lahidiyachi boson, to make known his love for them. Something that is counted over and over is very cherished by that person. Shenimshu l'kachavim, they are compared to stars. Shemaitzion, he takes them out. Umachnison, and brings them in. B'misva u'bishmoisam, by number and by name. Shenemar, like it says in the pasuk, hamoitzi b'misva tzvom, at night he takes them out by number. L'chulam b'shem yikro, all of them are called by name when he brings them in the morning. That is the way the Sifzei Chum explains the pasuk. Yosef Hayim b'Mitzrayim, Rashi is bothered. Why does it say Yosef separately after all the other Shvat? V'alehu uvanav hayim b'chalal shivim. Yosef and his children were included in the 70. When it says V'hi kal Yosef yerach Yaakov shivim nafesh, we are already including Yosef. Uma ba'al ilamdenu, and what is the pasuk coming to teach us? By saying, if you want to say that the reason why it says separately V'yosef haya b'mitzrayim was because he was there from before, the other ones are coming now, and he was already there. Don't we already know that he was there before? The pasuk is coming to let us know the righteousness of Yosef. Who Yosef? Haraya es sein aviv. This is the same Yosef that was his father's shepherd. Who Yosef shehaya b'Mitzrayim? This is the same Yosef that went to Mitzrayim, v'nasa melech, and became a king, v'omed b'tzidkai, and remained in his righteousness. The Torah is stressing that even though a radical change came upon Yosef, he still did not change his ways. V'yishritu, zok Rashi, shehayoldos shisha b'keres echon. They gave birth to six in one stomach, six at a time, and that is learned out of the six lashonis of Paro, Vayishrusu, Vayirbu, Vayatsumu, Bema'oid, Ma'oid. Vayokam el Chodosh, Rav Shmuel. There was a new king. There was a machlokes, Rav and Shmuel had to learn the pasuk. Chad Omer Chodosh Mamish. One learns it was actually a new king. Chad Omer Shinishchatu Gezei Roisim. And one learns it was the old king that had new decrees. Vasher lo yoda es Yosef. Osa atzme ki'ilu lo yoda. He acted like he did not know. The simple pshat in the pasuk is that this Rashi is going only according to the Manda Omar that says that it was the old king. How does the one who learns that it was the old king learn Asher lo yoda es Yosef? What does it mean? He acted like he did not know Yosef. In Sefer Maskil David, he learns that this Rashi, Asher lo yoda es Yosef, is going even according to the pshat that it was a new king, because he was bothered that even a new king should have known Yosef. Yosef was a king for many, many years, and he fed Mitzrayim for many, many years. He was known to everybody. How would a new king not know Yosef? So therefore he learns that when Rashi says, V'asher lo yoda as Yosef, osa atzmai ki'ilo lo yoda, it is even going according to the pshat that it was Chodesh Mamish, it was actually a new king. Hava neschak malay, let us prepare ourselves to deal smartly with the nation. Kol hava, whenever it says hava, is lashon hachana v'hazmona. It means preparation l'davar. Kolaymer hizminu atzmachem l'kach. Prepare yourself for this. Hava means prepare yourself. We see a similar, and we find Rashi says the same thing in two other places. Rashi in Parshas Noach, Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Gimel, hava nil benot, let us prepare ourselves to build by the Dor HaFlaga. And Rashi says the same thing in Parshas Vayeshev, Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Tez Zayin, hava no ovo elayach, where Yehuda says, prepare yourself, ovo elayach. Rashi over there, in both places, says the same thing as over here, that it means a lashon hachono. Nischak maloi zok Rashi. What does loy mean? Even though it's a lashon yachid, let us prepare us, let us deal smartly with him. La'om, to the nation. Nischak mal, let us deal smartly. Ma lases loy. Let us deal smartly with Klal Yisrael. That's the pashup shot. For Rabbi Seinu Dorshu, our rabbonim, our rabbis interpret, Nischakem l'mashiyan shel Yisrael. Let us deal smartly with the Mashiach Shel Yisrael, the Savior of Klal Yisrael, referring to Hashem. Let us punish Klal Yisrael in a way that Hashem will not be able to pay us back. L'dunam v'mayim, by being done them, by afflicting them with water. Shekvar nishbash l'yavi mabel l'olam, because Hashem had already sworn that He will not bring a mabel to the world. So therefore, He cannot punish us. If we will drown the Eden, He will not be able to punish us. V'heim lo hevinu, but they didn't understand. Shal kol l'olam ein meiv, ein meivi, that on the whole world, He would not bring a flood. Aval hu mevi al uma achas, but He would bring upon a single nation. And lemaisa, that's what happened. Mida keneged mida, they drowned Klal Yisrael, and they ended up drowning in the Yam Suf. Maskil David explains that even though Rashi here is explaining how they dealt smartly with Hashem by punishing Klal Yisrael in a way that Hashem will not punish them concerning throwing the Jewish children, the Jewish boys, into the Nile, it is true by all three plans. That was the third plan. The first plan was the same thing. He caused the Yidden to work very hard and therefore not enabling them to multiply. Pari figured that Hashem would not be able to punish him with that, since Groma ben Ezekiel is potter. Causing somebody indirect damage is potter. And by just working them very hard in order that they should not multiply, he would not be punished. And similarly, by telling the Mialdois to kill the babies, the small boys of Klal Yisrael, he figured that ein shliach l'dvar avera, just because I'm telling them to do it, that doesn't mean that I'm doing it. And therefore he thought that he would also be putter, and Hashem would not be able to punish him for that. And the reason why Rashi brings down The third plan of throwing the small children into the Nile was because Rashi is coming to tell us that even on the third plan he had that intention to do something that Hashem would not be able to punish them with. So Rashi, Vayter v'olam in Oretz, and they will leave the land, al korchenu, against our will, Klal Yisrael will leave. V'aviseinu darshu, and our rabbis, darshan, ka'adam shemakal atzmai, like a person who curses himself, v'toyla kilosei b'acherim, but directs his curse at others, as to avoid being the object of his own curse. V'arehu ki'ilu kosa, and it is as if the Torah had written, Ve'olinu min ha'aretz, and we will leave the land, Ve'hem Yerushua, and they will take possession of it. So there's two pshatim in the pasuk. Either Ve'olam min ha'aretz means that the Klal Yisrael will leave the land, or it means that we will leave the land. We're just saying they will leave the land because we are Toilei Kilosei Ba'acherim. Olav on him, Al Ha'om, over the nation. Rashi is going with the pshat that even though it's a Lashon Yachid, it is referring to the nation. Sorry, Misim, Lashon Mas. Mas means a tax. Sarim Shagayv Mehem Amas, officials who will collect the tax. Mahu Amas, and what was the tax? Sheyivnu Ori Miskenes Lapare, that they should build storage cities for Pare. Lamana Noise B'Siv Loisim, in order to pain them, the Yidin, B'Siv Loisim, with the work of Mitzriim, Shel Mitzriim. Rashi explains, Sivloisa means the work of the Mitzriim. Ari Miskinois, Kitagume, like Targum says, it means storage cities. V'chein, leich bo el ha-soichin hazeh. Go and approach this soichin. What is a soichin? Gizbar hamamuna al ho-itzaris. The treasurer that is appointed over the storage houses. So soichin means the treasurer over a storage house. Miskinois means the actual storage houses. As Pisa Mesram says, Shalei ho-yu ru'uyois mitchil lakach. They were not fit for this purpose, for storage, originally. And Klal Yisrael made them strong and fortified in order to be used for storage. Rashi is explaining that they did not build Pisim and Ramses from scratch. Pisim and Ramses had already existed, and they just made them into storage houses. How did Rashi know this? Maskil David explains, because we find Ramses already in earlier parashas. The Yidden lived in Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Be'eretz Goshen, Be'eretz Ramses. So since Ramses existed, therefore it was not at this point that it was built. They just took Ramses and Pisaim and made it into storage cities. V'kasha Ya'anois says Agrashi, B'chol ma shehein noisim lev la'anois. The more that they put their heart into painting Klal Yisrael, Kain Lev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Laharbois Ulaharfritz, so was the heart of Hashem to multiply them. Rashi is explaining that the Yud in Ya'anu and the Yud in Yirbe is not a Lashon Osed, is not a Lashon of future. It does not mean V'kasher Ya'anu Oisei, when they will paint them. Rather, it means V'kasher Ya'anu Oisei, the Yud is Al Shem HaMachshava. The more that the Mitzriim had in mind to paint Klal Yisrael, the more Hashem had in mind to multiply them. Yud is referring to the lev, the thought. And so we find a similar thing in Parshas B'Shalach, by the Shira, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Aleph, Oz Yashir Moshe, where there Rashi also says, Oz Yashir. Then it was Olav B'machshava for Moshe to sing. Yud is Al Shem HaMachshava. Ken Yirba, Rashi says, Kein Roba V'chei Parat, it is not future. Umid Roshoi, and the Medrash says, Ruach HaKodesh Ameres Kein. Ruach HaKodesh is saying this. Atem oimim, you said pen yirbe in the earlier pasuk. Pasuk yud, you said pen yirbe. You were afraid the yidden would multiply. Ani oimer ken yirbe. And I am saying they definitely will multiply. They are multiplying. And we find a similar thing in Parshas Noach, where by the Dor HaFlogah, they said pen nofutz, lest we be dispersed of Panei Kol Oretz. And what happened to them was Vayofatz Hashem oisa misham. As Rashi points out in Perik Yud Aleph, Pasuk Ches in Parshas Noach. Vayakutu katu b'chayehem. They became disgusted in their lives. A word is missing in the Pasuk according to this Pshat Rashi. Vayakutu b'chayehem. They were disgusted. The Mitzriim were disgusted in their lives. Rabbeinu darshu kikutzim hayo b'neihem. That the Yidden were like thorns in the eyes of the Mitzriim. B'faras like Rashi b'avoda kosher. Hard work hamifareches. The Lashon Parach means hamifareches, that breaks his haguf umishabartoi, that breaks and destroys the guf. Now comes the dictogarashi lamiyaldois. Hu lashon mylidos. It's a lashon of mylidos. Mialdos and mylidos mean the same. They both mean someone who helps someone else give birth. Ela sheyesh lashon kal v'yesh lashon kavod. There are two ways of saying this word. There is a lashon kal, a light lashon. That means that this lashon does not get a dagish. If the word mylidos does not have a dagish in the lamed, v'yesh lashon kavod. And there is a stronger way of saying it, mialdos, which does get a dagish in the lamed. Kamai, we find similarly shaver without a dagish, umishaber with a dagish, daiver without a dagish, umidaber with a dagish in the base. Kach, the same thing as mylid, umiyalid. So there's two ways to say this word, mylidos and mialdos. And the pasuk over here is using the lashon kavod. Shifra zuyachevin. Shifra is yachevin. Al shem shaferes the savlad. She cleans and beautifies the vlad. Pua zu Miriam. Pua is referring to Miriam. Al shem shepua umedaberes v'haygel avlad, because she cries and speaks and coos to the child. Kederach hanoshim hamefaisos tina kaboicha, like women who pacify and soothe a crying baby. Pua, the word pua means lashon sa'aka. The name Pua is an expression of crying out. Kamoi kayoleda efo. I will cry like a woman in childbirth. Bialetchem kamoi bahalitchem. Bialetchem means like bahalitchem, similar to the Rashi, moilid and bialed. It's two ways of saying it. Al havnoim, on the birthing stool, moishev ho'isha hayoledes. The stool that a woman gives birth on. Uvamokam acher kairoi mishaber. Majber. Another place he calls it a majber. Ukamayu. And so we find in Yirmiyah, Oysa melocha al ha'avnoyim. He does work al ha'avnoyim on the stool. Moshav klei umnis yoitzer cheres. The setting place of the tools of somebody who makes pottery. The Gemara in Sota Daf Yudal says the reason why both of these stools are called avnoyim is because when a potter sits on this avnayim, it's yerach mikan, v'yerach mikan, a thigh on each side, v'sadan be'emsa, with a block in between. Similarly, an isha, when she gives birth, is yerach mikan, v'yelen be'emsa, and the baby is in between. Therefore, we call the stool that she gives birth by the same name as what the potter sits on. In Benhu, lo'hayim makbet ela ala zchorim. Pare was only makbid on the males to kill them. Sha'amulay is stagnino, because his astrologers told him, Sha'osid lihivolid ben Hamashia Isam. In the future there will be born a ben, a son, a zachar, Hamashia Isam, that will deliver them. Rashi is bothered that if you want to diminish Klal Yisrael, it would make much more sense to kill the females, not the males, because one male can be ma'aber, can impregnate many females. Therefore, it would make much more sense to kill the Nekevis. Why did he kill the Zcharim? That is because the astrologers saw that there will be specifically a Ben HaMashiach and Es Yisrael. V'choya v'tichya. V'choya means v'tichya, she will remain alive. The Bas will remain alive. V'atachayeh she v'atachayeno es hayelodim. Mesav kois lohem mayim u'mozayin. Shifra and Pua, Yocheved and Miriam gave them water and food. Not only did they keep them alive, like the pasuk says, "Vaterena hamialdos leosu kasher diba lehem melech Mitzrayim," but not only that, "Vatechayenes hayeladim," they gave them food. Rashi is then bothered that the same word in pasuk Yud Zayin, which means "Vatechayenes hayeladim," is also found in pasuk Yud Ches, "Vatechayenes hayeladim." The only difference is that in pasuk Yud Zayin, "Vatechayenes hayeladim" means "and they kept the children alive," and in pasuk Yud Ches, it means Vatachayenes Hayiladim, you kept the children alive. How can the same word mean two different things? And Rashi explains. Targum Arishoin, the Targum of the first word, Vatachayeno in Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vikaimo, means and they kept them alive. Vasheni Vikiyam Tun. The second one means Vikiyam Tun, you kept them alive. Lefisha Lashon Ivris, Linekavis Rabbis Tevezu. Because in Lashon Ivris in Hebrew, when you speak to many females, you can use this word in two ways, and in similar ways. Mishameshes lashon pa'alu v'lashon pa'altem. It can be used at lashon pa'alu, they did, v'lashon pa'altem, and you did. And he brings a raya that we see a similar idea where, even though it's different shrushim, The same idea holds true that the same makeup can mean you and they. They said, and Ish Mitzri saved us. They said, Loshen Avar, it's past. Just like you would say, Vayermu, when they said to Zacharim, Vatamarno means, and they said to females. But we find, Vatadaberno. Befichem, and you spoke with your mouths. There it means you. Loshen Dibartem. You spoke. Kemoi Vatadabru Lazacharim. Just like you say, Vatadabru, and you spoke Lazacharim. You made me chulin. You made lashon avar. It's past chilaltem. You made me chulin. You profaned me. Kamoy vatechalalu lezecharim. Like Yitzhashi is showing that we have a word vatoymarna, which means and they said, and then we have words vatedaberna and vatechalalna, which means and you said and you were mechal, even though it has the same makeup. Same thing over here. Vatachayena sayiladim can mean, and they kept the children alive. Vatachayena pasuk yud ches can mean, and you kept the children alive. Kichoyes heina. Rashi explains the reason why they said that when we come, they had already given birth. Kichoyes heina. Bekiyes kimiyaldos. They are experts, just like midwives. Targum miyaldos chaisa. The targum of the word miyaldos are chaisa. So in the pasuk, kichoyes heina is an Aramaic word which means midwives. Rabbi Seinu Darshu, Harehin Meshulais L'chayis. They are compared to animals, Hasodim, of the field. She'en and Srichas Mialdas. They don't need midwives. Behechen Meshulais L'chayis. Where do we see they are compared to Chayis? We see by the Birchas Yaakov, Gor Aryeh Yehuda. Binyamin is the Ev Yitrof. Yosef is called Bechor Shoiroi. So we see each one of the Shvatim are known as an animal. Naphtali is Ayel Shlucha. Umishalei Nechtav Boy. The ones that are not written about them, a comparison to an animal, Hareyakosav Kolalon, the Pasuk, is Kolal all of them together. Vayavarech Oysam, in the Pasuk, Vayavarech Oysam. If you look at Rashi and Parshas Vayechi, this is really a mistake, as noted by the Sefer Be'er Mayim Chaim, he really means Rashi Devar Maschel Berach Oysam, where there, Rashi says that even the ones that were not compared to animals, the pasuk is kolam kulam. The pasuk includes each one of the shvatim in the other one's bracha. And therefore, here also, even though not every one of them was compared to an animal, they are really all compared to an animal. The oid, and Rashi brings another pasuk where we can see that all of Klai Yisrael is compared to an animal. Ksiv, ma'imcha, what does your mother love? A lioness. So all of Klai Yisrael is compared to a lioness. Vayetav alikim lo miyaldis, and Hashem said, did good to the miyaldis. Hitav lohem. He did good to them. Rashi explains now why it has a tsere under the yud. V'zeh chilik b'teva, and this is the difference by a word she'is soida, that its root is beis oisiyos. That is the difference about a word that has a two-letter shirish. V'nosan la vav yud b'roisha, and you place a vav yud in the beginning. Kishibo l'dabe b'loshen v'yafil. When he's coming to speak, b'loshen v'yafil, when the action is being done to somebody else, nokud ha'yud b'tsere, the yud gets a tsere. Shehu kametz katan, which is known as a kametz katan. Keep going. For example, this pasuk, Vayetev elikim la miyaldes, Hashem did good to somebody else. He did good to the miyaldes. Vayerev bebas Yehuda. And he increased bebas Yehuda. So Rashi here, b'taniya, he increased mourning in bas Yehuda. So again, it's going into the third person, a third party. Vechein vayegel hasha'eris. And he put into galus hasha'eris the remainder. The Nebuzaradan Higlas Asheris. The Nebuzaradan put into Golas the remainder. Again, the Nebuzaradan is putting somebody else into Golas. Vayef and Zonov al Zonov, and he twisted one tail to the other. Hifna Hazanov Zulazu. He twisted the tails. So again, what is twisted? One tail to the other. Kol Elu Loshen Hifla Sacherim. All of these, the action is being done to somebody else. But, Ukushum Adab Loshen Vayifal. When it is speaking about Loshen Vayifal, which means the action is done to the thing itself, not going to the next thing, Unaket hayud bechirik. Then the yud gets a chirik. Going vayitav be'enav, not like vayitav elikim, but vayitav be'enav. It was good in his eyes. Lashon hutav. Chain vayirav ha'om. In the same pasuk it says vayirav ha'om. The om multiplied. Nisrab ha'om. Vayigel Yehuda. Hagla Yehuda. Yehuda went into Golus. Vayifin kai v'choy. He turned both ways. Panu lekan lekan. So Rashi is comparing all these four words. Vayitav, vayirav, Vayegel, Vayefen, all these cases, and he shows that when it says Vayetev, it means he does good to somebody else. Vayetev Elokim Lamialdos, as opposed to Vayitav Be'enov, where it's just the person himself. Similarly, Vayerev Bebas Yehuda, where he increased Taniya, he increased mourning in Bas Yehuda, as opposed to Vayerev Ha'am, where the Am himself multiplied, not somebody else increasing something on somebody, on a second person. Similarly, we find Vayegel HaSheiris, Nebuzaradan is putting the remnants into Sheiris, it's going Poel Yotze, as opposed to Vayegel Yehuda, which Yehuda himself is going into Golos. And same thing also, Vayefin Zanov al Zanov, he's twisting one tail to the other, as opposed to Vayefin Koy V'choy, he himself is turning. So the bottom line is, when it's going out to the next person, it gets a Tzere, and when it's the person himself, it gets a Chirik. Va'al Tishiveni, do not ask me from the words Vayelech, Vayeshev, Vayered, Vayetze, he went, he sat, he went down, he went out. And you'll ask me that over there, it has its Tzere, and the person himself is going. It's not in the same gzera, it's not in the same class as these words. Why? Because in these words, Vayelech Vayeshev, Vayered Vayetze, the yud is part of the shurish. So it is not a two-letter shurish, like Rashi started off his whole pshat, that with a two-letter shurish you have this law. But there are three letters in the shurish. Yorad, Yotza, Yoshav, Yelech. Yud, Oishlishis Boy. The Yud is the third letter in it, so it has completely different rules, and therefore, even when it says Vayelech, it can mean he went, even though there's a Tzere under the Yud. Vayetev, Elekim, Lamialdes. And Rashi is trying to abridge the Hefzik in the Pasuk. Vayetev, Elekim, Lamialdes, Mahu HaTova. What was the good that he did, and he jumps to the next pasuk. Vayas lehem batim, he made for them houses. Batei gehuna, levia, umalchus. He made batei gehuna, levia, and malchus, which are shekuyim batim, which are all called houses. Vayiven es beis Hashem, es beis hamelech. The pasuk says, Vayiven es beis Hashem, he built the house of Hashem, es beis hamelech. So beis Hashem is referring to gehuna and levia, and beis hamelech, we see, is referring to malchus. Gehuna, levia, miyacheven, umalchus, mimiriam. Like it is said in Masechta Saita, L'chol Amoy, on this day, Af Aleihem Gozar, even on the Mitzriim, he made the decree. Yom Shinolad Moshe, it was the day that Moshe was born. Omulay Tzdagninov, his astrologer said to him, Hayom Noilad Mashion, today the Savior of Klal Yisrael is being born. Ve'enonu Yoidim, im mi Mitzrayim, im mi Yisrael. We don't know if he's an Egyptian or he's a Jew. And we see that his end will be that he will be punished with water. That's why on that day the decree was on everybody, even on the Egyptians. Like it says in the pasuk, every son that will be born. It says every son that will be born. It does not say that will be born to the Jews. But they made a mistake. They did not know that the place where Moshe will be punished with water will not be here, but rather by the Mei Meriva, when he will hit the stone instead of speaking to the stone. So we see from this Rashi that Paro really had two reasons why he wanted to throw them into the Nile. One was that he knew that Mida Keneged Mida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, could not punish them, because he will not bring another marble, like we stated earlier. And now we have another reason on this day, because he saw through his astrology that Mashiach Shel Yisrael will be punished with water. And therefore, he figured that water will be the best place to put the one that will be punished with water. What's interesting to note is that by the earlier plan, when Paray told the Mialdos to throw every Jewish boy into the Nile, there he did not make a decree on the Mitzriim also. Now, it seems to be that the astrologers saw less. Now they all of a sudden, they have a doubt. Maybe this person is an Egyptian. Why did the doubt come about now and not earlier? One would think that as the time drew closer, the astrologers would see a clearer vision, not a foggier vision. So why now did they have a question, a shaila, if this person was an Egyptian or a Jew? I heard it shot, I think it's from the Maharal, that really it was a clearer vision that they saw now. Originally they just saw that there will be a Ben HaMoshiach in Eretz Yisrael. Now they actually saw the person, and he looked like a Mitzri. As we know, Moshe grew up and was brought up in the palace of Paray. As the Benois Yisrael said, Ish Mitzri Hitzilonu Mi'ad HaRoim. They called him a Mitzri. He looked like a Mitzri. Therefore, they saw a clearer vision now. They saw somebody who looked like a Mitzri. Really, it was Moshe. And that's what threw them off to think that maybe this person is really a Mitzri. Pasuk Chav Beis was dealing with the day that Moshe was born. Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph, goes back now to the time of the conception of Moshe and to the decree of Paray. When Paray said every Jewish boy should be thrown into the Nile, because of that decree, Amram, Moshe's father, separated from Yocheved, Moshe's mother, because he said, why should we have children, boys, for no reason? They will just be killed. And he therefore separated from his wife, Yocheved, until his daughter, Miriam, who was then 6 years old, told him, your decree is worse than Paray's decree. Paray is only making a decree that there should not be Jewish boys, but your decree is also wiping out the population of Jewish girls. And therefore he went back and took his wife once again a second time. Rashi in Parshas B'Shalach, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Chaf, also adds another point. It's not just that Miriam said that Amram should remarry because this way there will be Jewish girls, but she actually had a nevuah that through this marriage there will be a child born that will be the savior of Klal Yisrael. And the pasuk says, "Vayelech ish mi beis Levi," and a man from the house of Levi, referring to Amram, went. Where did he go? He went with the advice of his daughter and listened to Miriam that he should remarry her mother Yocheved. Vayikach, and he took a second time Espas Levi, the daughter of Levi, referring to Yocheved. Amram was known here in this pasuk as Ish mi beis Levi, a man from the house of Levi, because in actuality he was the grandson of Levi. Bas Levi is referring to Yocheved, who Yocheved was the daughter of Levi. Rashi points out that she is called Bas Levi, the daughter of Levi, to teach us that she became young again. At the age of 130, when she gave birth to Moshe, she was still like a young girl. She was still Bas Levi. B'derech Drush, I once heard a pshat, that the reason why the pasuk refers to Amram and Yocheved as only Ishmi Beis Levi and Bas Levi is to teach us that one does not have to be great only because of great yichus. Moshe was great on his own. Even though his father could have just been Ishmi Beis Levi, a person from the house of Levi, and his mother just Bas Levi, still a Moshe could come out from such a unity. A person has to be great on his own, not only through Yichus. And the pasuk continues, Vatahar ho'isha vateled bein, and the Isha became pregnant, and she gave birth to a son. Vatera oisaki toivu, and she saw he was very good. As Rashi explains, the whole house filled up with light. Vatitzbenehu shloisha yirachim, and she hid him for 3 months. The Mitzriim kept tabs on Yocheved, and she knew exactly when she was supposed to give birth, in order to throw their child into the Nile River. But since Moshe was born at the end of 6 months, the beginning of the seventh month, she had an extra 3 months to still hide him, and therefore she was able to hide him for Shloisha Yerachim. And she was not able to hide him anymore, because the 3 months had passed, and they already knew it was 9 months. And she took for him Tevas Goyme, a reed basket. Vachemar, and she plastered it with plaster, with clay on the inside, uvazofes, and with tar on the outside. She did not want the tzaddik Moshe to smell the bad smell of tar. Vatosem bo es hayelet, and she put the child into the basket. Vatosem basuf, and she placed the basket in the swamp al svas hayar, by the edge of the Nile. And the Mefarshim explained the reason why Yocheved put Moshe into the swampy land by the Nile. Yocheved thought, perhaps if I hide my baby in the Nile, Paray's astrologers will read in the stars that the boy they are worried about has already been thrown into the Nile. Then Paray might cancel his order to throw Jewish boys into the river. And the pasuk continues, Vate Satav Achoise Merochik, and his sister Miriam stood at a distance, Ledeya Maye Osalai, to know what will be done to Moshe. And she was repaid for waiting for Moshe, as Rashi brings down at the end of Parshas Baal Eischa. Because she waited for Moshe, she was zeicha that the whole Klal Yisrael waited for her when she had Tzaras in the Midbar. And you can look up more about that at the end of Parshas Baal Eischa. Vaterid bas Paroi lirchoitz al hayor. And the daughter of Paroi went down to the Nile to bathe. As Rashi points out, the order of the pasuk should be Vaterid bas Paroi al hayor. She went down to the Nile lirchoitz to bathe. Venarisel holichoitz al yad hayor. And her maidens were going near the Ur. Rashi says, what is the purpose of saying that her maidens were going near the Ur? He says, holichoitz is a lashon of holich lamus. Her maidens were going to die because they did not want her to save Moshe, and because of that, the Malach came and killed them. Vateras Ateva, and the daughter of Paroi saw the basket, Besech HaSuf, in the swamps. Vatishlach Es Amosa Vatikocheha, and she sent Es Amosa, which either means her Shifcha, her maid servant, or it means her hand that stretched many Amos, Vatikocheha, and she took the basket. Vatiftach, and she opened it. Vatirehu es hayelad, and she saw him. She saw the yelad, or she saw him means referring to the shechina. She saw the shechina with the yelad. Vehine nar boiche, and there was a young boy crying. As Rashi says, his voice was not one of a baby, but rather one of a small young boy. Vatachmal olav, and she had mercy on him. Vatoymer, and she said, mialde ha'ivrim zeh, this boy must be a Jewish boy. Question arises, how did she know that it was a Jewish boy? On that day, every person, every boy in Mitzrayim that was born was thrown into the Nile, even the Egyptians. So how did she know to say Mialde Ho'ivrim Zev? The Gemara in Saita Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis says the reason was because she saw that he had a bris milah. Moshe was Noilet Mohol. The Hemek Davar, the Netziv, points out that Basya knew that it was Mialde Ho'ivrim because he was already 3 months old. If this was an Egyptian child, then the child would only be 1 day old, because the decree of throwing even the Egyptians was only on that day. Obviously, if a 3-month-old baby is in the river, it must be a Jewish child. And it also could be pshat that she knew he was Mialde Ho'ivrim because she saw the Shechina with him. Batoimer Achoisoy and his sister said, El Bas Paroi to the daughter of Paroi. Miriam said to the daughter of Paroi, Ha'elech, should I go be Karasi Loch and call for you Ishamei Nekes, a nursing woman, Minah Ivriyais, from the Jewish women, Vesenich Loch Esayolet, and she will nurse for you the child. Basya, the daughter of Paroi, tried to nurse Moshe, and she also tried to have other Egyptian women nursing Moshe. But Moshe, who is Pesh Osed Ladaber im Ashchina, the mouth that in the future will speak to the Shechina, did not want a nurse from an Egyptian woman. And therefore, she had to look for a Jewish woman to nurse Moshe. Vatamelo Bas Paroi, and the daughter of Paroi said, Lechi, go. Vatelecho Alma, and the young girl went, even though she was only 5 or 6 years old, she went quickly like a young girl. Vatikra es Eim Hayoled, and she called the mother of the child. And the daughter of Paroi said, Hey Lichi, as Rashi says, Hey Shelichi, this is your child. Niba, v'layodama Niba, she said a prophecy, but she did not really know what she was saying. Hey Lichi, take this child, v'heni kihuli, and nurse him for me. V'ani etenes secharech, and I will pay you. V'tikacho isho hayelen, and the woman took the child, v'tinikeyu, and she nursed him. V'yigdal hayelen, and Moshe grew up, v'tiviyehu lebas Paroi. And Yocheved brought him to the daughter of Paroi, Vayihila Levain, and she was to him for a son. Vatikva Shemai Moshe, and Basya called his name Moshe, Vatomer, and she said, Kimin Amayim Mishisihu, because I took him out of the water. The word question arises, why Basya, who was an Egyptian, would call Moshe with a Jewish name, Moshe, which means to take out in Hebrew. And the Dasa Kein Mibali HaTosfos brings down two terutzim. One answer is that Basya really called him an Egyptian name, and the Torah is just translating this name into Hebrew. He was called by some Egyptian word which means to take out, and the Torah is saying that in Hebrew that word would be Moshe. Another Pshat Das Kenim says is that since many, many Jews came to the land, Mitzrayim, they started to learn the language of Hebrew, and therefore Basya was able to call Moshe by a Hebrew name. And so we find also that Paroi himself called Yosef Tzafnas Paneach, the one who reveals hidden things, which is also a Hebrew name. Let us go back now on the Rashis. Pasuk Aleph. Vayikach es bas Levi. And Amram took the daughter of Levi. Parash hoya mimena. He separated from her. Mipnei gzeras pare. Because of the decree of pare. He figured, why should we have children that are going to be killed? Vechazar v'lokcha. And he went back and took her. Vezehu vayelach. That's why it says vayelach. Shaholach batzas bita. He went with the advice of his daughter. Sha'amra. She said, loy to him, gzeirascha kosho mishal pare. Your decree is worse than pare. In pare, gozer ala zecharim. Pare is only making a decree that there should not be males. Va'ato gamkein al hanakevos. And you are causing that there won't even be any girls being born. So Rashi is explaining that vayelach means he went with the advice of his daughter. Bechzira, he took her back. Va'oso ba likuchin shniyin. And he made a second ceremony. Some learn pshat, Maskel David, that it wasn't actually remarrying her because he never divorced her, but since people might look at it as if he really did divorce her because of Maris Ayin, he made a second lekuchin, he made a second ceremony, but it wasn't actually needed. V'afi nefchalias naira, and she also became very young, even though she was 130. Ubasko flamet shonahoisa, she was 130 years old. How do we figure that? Shenolda bevoyal mitzrayim, she was born when they came to Mitzrayim, when Yaakov came with the 70 people, Bein HaChomos, between the walls, Masayim ve'eser shona neshtahu sham, and we know that the Yidden were in Mitzrayim for 210 years. Ukishiyatsu, and when they went out, Hayim Moshe ben Shmonim shona, Moshe was 80 years old. Imkein, if so, it comes out kishinis Abra mimenu, when she was pregnant with Moshe, Hoysa Basku Flamin, she was 130 years old, because if you take 210 and you subtract 80 years old, the age of Moshe when they went out of Mitzrayim, so 80 minus 210, 210 minus 80 is 130. Mekara Oisa Bas Levi, and the Torah calls her Bas Levi. The reason is because she became young. Two horrors I'd like to point out. Firstly, that we know that Aaron was only 3 years older than Moshe. So what does that mean that Yocheved became young? Just 3 years earlier, she had Aaron. So why would the Torah stress now that she became young now? And the Nachlas Yaakov explains that it means that she became young in other ways. Not by her skin might have become smoother and she might have looked younger, but the fact that she was young, that she was able to give birth, that wasn't a chiddush because she had already given birth to Aaron 3 years earlier. A second ha'ara is in the calculation of the 130 years of age that Rashi says. Rashi is basing it on that Moshe was 80 when they left Mitzrayim. But if you look at the Pasuk, Moshe was 80, it says in Parshas Va'era, Bidabra Mel Pare, when he first spoke to Pare the first time. He then went through the time of the 10 Makas. We know each Makah lasted a month, 3 weeks to warn, and 1 week of the actual Makah. So Moshe seemingly would be closer to 81 when they left Mitzrayim. And if the 210 is counted from the time they left Mitzrayim, we must subtract Moshe's age at that point, which would be closer to 81. So that would make him more like 129. And Rashi points out the age was Kishinis Abram Imenu, when she became pregnant with Moshe, which was even 6 months earlier than that. So it seems that the 130 years that Rashi states is more of an estimated figure. And Rashi continues, Ki Toivu, she saw that he was good. Kishinoyled, when he was born, Nismale Habayis Kule Oira, the whole house filled with light. She was not able to hide Moshe anymore. Why not? Shemonu la Hamitzrim, the Egyptians counted Miyom Shech Zira, from the day that Amram took her back. And she gave birth after 6 months Viyom Echad. 6 complete months, the beginning of the seventh month. Shehayoledes Lashiva, one who gives birth in the seventh month, Yoledes Lemikutayin, can give birth in broken parts, in partial parts of the seventh month. She doesn't have to finish the whole seventh month. So Moshe was born after 6 months and 1 day. Behem Badku Achareha, and they checked after her L'Saif test at the end of 9 months, which gave them 3 months to hide Moshe. Goyme, the basket was made of Goyme, Gemi, B'Lashon Mishnah. It's called Gemi in the language of the Mishnah. Velaz Yunku. V'davarachu, it's a soft substance. V'aymed b'fnei rach, and it can withstand soft, which would mean like water, or b'fnei kasha, and a hard substance. Since it was soft, it had to give and it would not break when something hard collided with it. Bachemar with clay on the inside, uvazofes on the outside. Zefes mi bachutz, the tar was on the outside. Vitit, and plaster clay mi bifnim on the inside. Kidei, in order shelo yariach oisei tzadik reach rashel zefes. Yocheved did not want Moshe, the tzadik, to smell the bad smell of tar, so she only put tar on the outside. Batosim basuf, and she placed him in the swamps. Hulashin agam, suf means a swamp. Rushel balaz. The Doimeloi, we find a similar pasuk to that in Yeshaya. Kone reads, Vasuf, and willow shoots, Kamelu, do wither. Since suf, willow shoots, grow in the swampy area, swamps are called also suf. And Bas Parai went Lirchoitz al Yar, to wash by the Yar. Saras HaMikra, turn around the Mikra Uposhehu, and explain it. You have to move the wording around. Baterid Bas Parai al Yar, and Bas Parai went down to the Yar, Lirchoitz by to bathe in it. But now Rasel Holchas al Yad HaYar, Eitzel HaYar, her maidens were going near the Yar. Kamoi, where do we find al Yad means near? Ru'u chelkas yoyev al yodi, see that the portion of yoyev is near me. Mahula shen yad mamish, it actually means a hand. She yad ha'odam smuchalai, just like a hand of a person is near him, so too the terminology is also used to say near. Al yad ayar means near the river, just like the hand is near a person. Rabbi Seinu Darshu, and our rabbeim explain, Holchais Lashemisa. The word Holchais means that they were going to die. K'may hinei hanoichi hoilech lamos. Behold, I am about to die. So we see the Lashon of hoilech by death. Holchais lamos. These maidens were going to die. Lafi shemichubab. Since they objected in Basya taking Moshe, Amalek came and killed them. Ba'kos of Messiah. And the pasuk is arrived to this. Kilama lanu lichtoi v'naroseh holchais. Why would the Torah tell me that her maidens were going near the Yar? There is no purpose for it. It must be that the pasuk is telling me holchais lamas, they were going to die because they objected. And she sent es amosa, eshev chasa. The simple meaning is she sent her maidens. For Rabbi Seinu Darshu, lashin yad. Our rabbis explain it means lashin yad. She sent her hand. As we know, the measurement of an ama comes from the forearm. When a person measures from his elbow until the tip of his middle finger, that is called an ama. And therefore the pasuk is telling us, Vatishlach es amosa, she sent her forearm, her hand, and it stretched into many, many amas. Aval lefid diktuk Lashon HaKodesh, but according to the grammar of Lashon HaKodesh, Hoya loy lehinoket amosa mem degusha. If you want to learn that the word amosa means ama, that it stretched many amas, then the mem in the word amosa should have gotten a dugish in it, should have gotten a dot in it. Because the word ama really comes from the word omam, two mems. And when you say amosa, you lose one of the mems. And therefore, a dugish in the mem would have been a replacement for the missing mem. So that is the problem according to this pshat. If you want to say it's from the word ama, which comes from omam, the mem should have gotten a dugish. The Hain Darshu, and they explain what the pasuk means, es amosa, es yada. The amosa means her hand, shenish darva, amosa, amos harbe, that her hand became bigger and stretched into many amas. B'derech Musar, we see over here the midah of ishtadlos. We see that Bas Parai, even though she was very, very far away from the basket, that did not stop her from making the ishtadlos, from trying to get the basket. A person has to make an effort, and through the effort, Hashem will make him succeed. And that is also why the Maral explains that a person is called Adam. Adam comes from the word Adama, earth. Earth is nothing unless you work it, you toil, you plant, you seed. Without that, it's just dirt. A person is the same way. If a person works on himself and toils and tries and does ishtadlus, then he can reach great, great height. Zagrashi vayte vatiftach, and she opened it. Vatirehu, and she saw him. Esmi rasa, who did she see? Hayelet. Zehub Shutai. She saw the Yelet. The Pasuk says, Vatirehu, she saw him, and the Pasuk is explaining who? Es Hayelet. Umidrashai. The Medrash says, She Roasa Imoy Shechina. She saw the Shechina with him. Vatirehu, she saw the Shechina, and also the Yelet. Vihine Nar Baiche, and behold, there was a Nar Baiche. Why is he called now a Nar? Before he was called a Yelet. Koiloi Kenar. His voice was like a Nar. Minha Ivriyais. She looked for a Jewish woman. Melamed, it comes to teach us, Shechzirase al Mitzrayes Harbe. She went around looking for many Egyptian women, Lenek, to nurse. Moshe, Velayonak, he did not want a nurse. Lefi Shehaya Oseh Ledabre im Ashchina, because in the future he will speak with the Shechina. And this is actually brought down lehalacha, that a Jewish boy should not be nursed by a Goyish woman. And as Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky explains, although today we are not speaking to the Shechina, every Jewish boy should be raised with the potential that he could be a Pesh Sheoseh Ledaber Im Ashchina, and therefore he should not nurse from a Goyish woman. So Rashi Vayte Vatelecho Alma, and the young girl went, Holcha Bizrizus Ve'almos Ke'elem. She went quickly, Ke'elem, or like the Gersa in Saita, Daf Yud Beis is Ke'alma. She went quickly like a young girl, even though she was only 5 or 6 years old. She went quickly like a young girl who was 12, 13 years old. Helichi, this is yours, Nisnabe, V'lo Yodama Nisnabe. She said Nevuah, but she did not know what the Nevuah was, what the prophecy was. Hey, Shelichi, this is yours. And Rashi continues, Mishisiu. This is a dictog Rashi explaining what the word Moshe means. Ketagumai, like Targum says, Shechalte, I took him out. B'hu Lashon Haitza, it is a Lashon, a language of taking out. B'Lashon Arami, in Aramaic, Shechalte means to take out. Like we find, Kemishchal Binasa, like one takes out a hair, Mechelba, from milk. So Targum says, Shechalte, which means take out. V'Lashon Ivri, and in the Hebrew language, Mishisihu, Lashon Hasiroisit. In Hebrew, Mishisihu means to remove. Kimoi Layomosh, he did not remove. Laymashu, they did not remove. Kach Chibroi Menachem. That is how Menachem learns. He learns that the word Moshe is from a two-letter Sherish Mosh, which means to remove. Vani Oimer, but I say, She'enoi Mimachberes Mosh. It doesn't come from the two-letter Sherish Mosh, the Yomosh, and from the word Yomosh, Layomosh. Elo. Migzeras Moshe. It comes from a three-letter Shirish, a three-letter root Moshe with a hey. Uloshen Haitzahahu. It does not mean to remove. It means to take out. Just like Targum says, Shechalte, to take out. Vechein Yimusheni Mimayim Rabim. He took me out of the great waters. And now he explains why it makes more sense to be a three-letter Shirish, not a two-letter Shirish. Sheilu Hoya Mimachberes Mosh. Were it to be from the root of the word mosh, la'itachin loymer mishisihu, it would not be correct to say in the pasuk kimin amayim mishisihu. Elo, the word should have been only hamishisihu. Why? Kasha yoymer, just like you say from a two-letter shurish min kum, from the word kum, which is two letters, it becomes hakimaisi. Umin shav, from the two-letter word shav, it becomes hashivaisi. Umin ba, haviyaisi. Same thing over here, we would say from mosh, it would be hamishisi, and it would be Kimin Amayim Hamishaisihu. That would be the proper way of saying it. Oi, Mashtihu. Or at least it would have said Mashtihu. Kamoi Umashti Esavoin Haoretz. And I removed the sin of the land. So either it should have been Hamishaisihu or Mashtihu. Not Mishisihu. Abo. But according to what I'm saying, it makes more sense. Mashisi. Eina Elam Xeris Teva Shepoal Shla Miyusid Behe Besefa Teva. The word Mashisi from Mishisihu is from a word that has a hey at the end. Keep going. Masha, Bana, Asa, Tziva, and Pana. All these words have a hey at the end. Ukshiyavai Leimer Bahem Pa'alti. When you want to say, I did, like I built, I did, I commanded. Tavai Hayud B'makama Hey. The Yud comes at the end of the word instead of the hey. Kimoi, from Asa becomes Asisi. From Bana becomes Banisi. Pana, panisi, and tziva becomes tzivisi. So too here, a three-letter shurish with the hey of masha becomes mashisi. And therefore, the word mishisihu makes a lot more sense. So that's the pshat in Rashi. He's saying, not like Menachem, that it comes from the two-letter shurish mush to remove, because then it should have been either hamishisihu or mashtihu, but rather it's coming from a three-letter shurish masha, which means to take out.